Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is your boy, Deacon Johnson Odom. Welcome to the Hottest Block Talk Show. It is the Barbershop. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone is having the best day or had a good day, a good weekend. You know how we do here on the Barbershop. Again, I welcome you all. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere else, but you decided to come hang out with your boy, Deacon Johnson Odom. And I appreciate that, and I love that. You know, we're getting into a series. You know, we just got through doing a series called Relationship, but now we're stepping into Friendship. Before we get started, as we do, if you're going to call in, press 1. The number is 657-383-1505. Again, the number is 657-383-1505. You're going to call in and you want to be heard. If you have any questions, you want to make any comments, just press 1. Try to keep your comments down to no more than 5 minutes. Again, you know, appreciate you all coming on, listening, calling in, or whichever you want you prefer to do. We here at the Barbershop appreciate everything, the love and support. Let's get into prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for the activities of our limb. God, we honor you, we glorify you, we keep you first, God. We just want you to touch everyone that's listening, that's called in, God. We want you to bless their house, we want you to bless their finances, we want you to heal, we want you to do what you always do. God, if we don't have 10,000 tongues, that's still not enough tongues to tell you that we love you, that we appreciate you. God, we're asking you to let the Holy Spirit take over, let the Holy Spirit do what we're going to do. We just going to follow. With that being said, in Jesus' name, amen. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom, live from out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Yes, I'm back in Raleigh. Glad to be back where the barbershop originally started from. In 2015, that's when we started, just to get the ones caught up on what's going on. Last month and a half, we was doing relationships. You know, how to have a relationship with God, how to have a relationship with family, friends, coworkers, business owners. We all need a relationship. But in order to have a good relationship or a healthy relationship, we also have to have a relationship with God. You know, we have to have that relationship with Him in order to have any other relationship. Because if we have a relationship with Him, God is going to guide us and teach us, or that man or that woman or the child, in a relationship. You know, God is the head of every relationship. If you don't have God in none of your relationships, it won't work. Believe me, it won't work. I know we get to the point, you know, we want to have a relationship, but we kind of run into a snag. But, you know, being in a relationship or friendship, you have to be 100% transparent. You have to be upfront. Don't send your representative into the relationship, or don't bring your luggage into a new relationship. That's basically what we was really talking about. And we was really encouraging everyone to have a relationship with God. You know, to the ones that are single, that wants a healthy marriage, or that wants a healthy relationship, anybody who wants to have a relationship, seek God first. Seek Him. And ask Him to guide you. Ask Him to show you how to love, how to play your part as a man, or play your part as a woman. And any type of relationship, we got friendship, courtship, got marriage. You know, we all play a role in all of these relationships. And in order to know your role, you have to seek God first. You have to seek Him first. Because in order to, have a healthy relationship, you have to have God in the relationship. So last week we introduced friendship. You know, we was talking about friendship, and the definition of friendship is the relationship between friends. The scripture that I've seen for that is John 15:13-15. The greatest love you can show is to give your life for your friends. You are my friend if you obey my commandments. I don't call you servant anymore, because a servant doesn't know what his master is doing. But I've called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I've heard from my Father. That was God speaking about friendship. So you got to understand that, you know, like I said, in order to have any type of relationship, you have to have God. And God was just saying right there about friendship. So, you know, we introduced friendships and some things I said we were going to talk about within the friendship. Seven principles from the Proverbs about friendship. Eight ways to build a friendship with God. What I did today, matter of fact, I looked up five types of friendship we need in your life. Four characteristics of a true friendship. Four characteristics of Christian friendship. And I did look up something else, four types of friendship that will make your life better. So we're going to get into it. You know, I just gave you the definition of friendship. It's the relationship between two friends. I gave you a script to go with that, which is John 15:13-15. And my other thing I said we were going to discuss is, what is a friend, acquaintance, companion, or comrade? A person whom one knows, likes, and trusts. And scriptures you can go back and look at that would be Proverbs 17:17-18. So we're going to really get into, you know, where, you know, if you call it in, I want to ask this question, and I want your opinion. What is a friendship to you? I gave you the definitions from my scripture Bible, what a friendship is. But I want, out of your own words, what is a friendship in your word, what do you think friendship is, and what do you think a friend is? So that's what the topic we're going to talk about is, what is friendship? What is a friend? I just gave you two definitions. And then we're going to also talk about, I did a research on five types of friendships you need in your life. And when I looked at this, it said, one, best friend, two, the listener, three, the fun one, four, the loyal one, and five, the wise one. And really, we really need those types of friendship. You know, those types of friendship right there. You got to have a best friend, someone you can confide into, someone that's going to be there, someone that's going to tell you the truth. And before we go back over there, I looked up the four types of friendship that will make your life better. And the first one is a grace giver. It says there is no way around it. You're going to mess up big, embarrassing ways. We're going to speak out of turn. We're going to stand someone up. We're going to hurt someone's feelings. Everyone needs a friend that is generous with grace. There has to be a friend who has nothing but love. You know, that's that person you want that, you know, whenever you're going through, they're there. They don't ask no questions. They are there for you. They're going to tell you the truth, just like me and Pastor Ron was talking last week about friends, you know, about best friends, you know, true friends. Those one when you're going through a storm, that they'll sit there and listen. They won't judge you, but they will also tell you the truth about the things that you are doing wrong. It's not because to hurt your feelings, but, you know, sometimes whatever they say might hurt. At that time, you might not like what they say, but they're keeping it real with you. You know, they're telling you the truth. You know, just for instance, I don't know if I've said this, but for the women, what if you go out and you normally don't wear the with the low cut cleavage showing and the skirt so short when you bend over, like my grandma said, all that showing. What if your girlfriend tell you, wait a minute, we're not going to this type of get-together, you know, that's not cool. But, you know, you're going to have some that's going to tell you the truth. But then you go, oh, girl, they're going to have some to tell you, oh, girl, that's good, I'm wearing the same thing. But if that's not who you are, the wearing stuff real short and bend over, but things drop out, things come up, your skirt come up, that's not you, why do it? You know, and same with the fellas. You know, we do it too. You know, your boy going out, you know, he's married and y'all single, but he want to come hang out with y'all. So like Pastor Ron said, nah, you can't though. You ain't going with us. You already know what we do. We don't need you getting in trouble because you're that example of marriage. You've been married for 15, 16 years and all of a sudden now you won't start hanging out with us. You know, we look up to you. How long you been holding your marriage down, and y'all have a good marriage. So you're that example. So, you know, like I said, sometimes, you know, married people need to hang with married people, single folks need to stay with single folks. But you, I know something that can hang around married people, but that's that example. They see how they go through the rough times, the hard times, and, you know, and they still there. You know, if I've done it, I got friends like that are married and been married for 18, 19, 20 years, and they still holding on strong. And I like that. And I think we also have friends that have that strong marriage that you've seen them go through hell and high water. They fight through it like back in the old days, you know, when they stayed married for 60 and 70 years. It's even with friendship. I've been friends with my boys now for probably almost 30 years. And I don't think not one time have we fought each other. And we might have got mad with each other, but we were still there for each other. Even when all our kids were born, all the boys was there. Didn't waver or nothing. You know, like when my dad passed, my best friend Russell was there. You know, the drop of a dime. Yo, I'm going with you. Come on, I take you home. I'm going to the wait. He was there. the same way with me. His parents had. I was there, even when his son was born. Just like when my daughter was born, he was there. You know, those are the type of friends that we all need. And just like I said, what Pastor Jerome, yeah, some of the things he said, I got mad. Yeah, but he did it out of love. Those are the ones that you want to have. They do it because they love you. They do it because they don't want to see you keep falling on your face. They don't want you to. They do it because they truly care. They truly love you. You know, there's going to be some things they're going to say that we do not like. And we have to understand that when it comes to friendship. You know, just like Martin and Wills on Bad Boy, they ride it down, they bad boy for life. You know, that's the type of friendship you want to have where no matter what the situation is, you're going to be there for each other. You're going to comfort each other. And it always don't have to be monetary. It's just that listening ear. You know, you crying out for help and you got your best friend. Drop of a dime. You know, you know who your friends are, just like I said last week. What if you got a car? My dad told me this when I was coming up. When your car breaks down, you'll know who your true friends are. I was like, huh? He's like, yeah, what? You'll know who your true friends are. Car broke down. A couple of them were still there. The rest of them weren't around. But then when I got the car fixed, got a tank full of gas, oh, can you pick me up from school? Nope, can't do it no more. Because when I really needed to, when my car broke down, you weren't nowhere around. Now my car's up and running, now you want to roll with. And it's just like doing, you know, going through difficult times, the loss of a parent, the loss of a loved one, and your true friends are going to be there for you. If they say your true friends, they're going to be there regardless. No matter what you're going through, true friends is going to fight to the end. So again, my question is to you, what does friendship mean to you? And what is a friend? What does that mean to you? I gave you the definition. I give you the definition of what I came up with out of my Bible. What is a friendship? It's the relationship between friends. Now, what is a friend? The definition for a friend is acquaintance, companion, or comrade. A person whom one knows, likes, and trusts. If you want to give your definition of a friend, or you know somebody that's your best friend, tell some of the things that y'all went through that you know that is your best friend. Like I said, the number you can call in is 657-383-1505, 657-383-1505. Press 1. Give me your definition of friendship and give me your definition of a friend. You know, that's some of the things, you know, we're really talking about. And like I said, the five types of friendships you need in your life, you know, the best friend, the one that listens, the fun one, the loyal one, and the wise one. And that could be one of your friends can have all of those in one. I know I have several friends that has those that right there, best friend, listener, a fun one, loyal one, and a wise one. But our main friend who never leaves us is Jesus. Remember that. He will always be there when no man or no woman will be there for you. Just know that Jesus will be there at all times. At all times. No matter what the situation is, he will be there at all times. So again, to the ones who just calling in at once, we're just listening. This is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom, the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show, and we're talking about friendship and what is a friend. So, we're going to keep it moving. No one wants to talk. That's fine. That's Dan. We'll just keep it moving. Another thing, four characteristics of a true friendship. True friendship has to have unconditional love, unwavering support, willingness to challenge, and full of grace. I like their willingness to challenge. That's a good characteristic of a true friend, someone who's willing to challenge you or to push you because they know that you had a potential of doing something. They know you can do it, but they just get a challenge. Might wish to hold you accountable. You know, we all need that friend that can hold us accountable for when you do something wrong. And they're going to tell you when you're wrong. You know, those are good characteristics of a true friendship to me. That's just my opinion. You know, I don't know what everybody else thinks about it. But then you got the unconditional love. You know, that's what Jesus has for us, unconditional love. So if he can have unconditional love for the things that we have done wrong and still be there for us, why we can't have that same type of love for our friends? You know, we know some of our friends, they're going to do wrong regardless. At the end of the day, it's still their decision to make that decision. But we still have to show that unconditional love. When we know they done been through hard times or they done fell on their face, we still have to show that unconditional love and let them know, look, you were wrong. And hold them accountable for it. I think if we start holding people accountable for the things that they do, I think people will be better. You know, they will do things more different. But you got some that don't have nobody to hold them accountable. If they do, then that person, you know, they might not be, you might not hold them accountable. So you have to be able to hold each other accountable for the actions that you do, even in a relationship with a woman. You know, you ought to be able to, you have to be, hold her accountable for the things that she do, and she ought to be able to hold you accountable for the things that you do. You know, that's what, even when women have their friendship with each other, we also should be able to hold each other accountable for the things that we do. And I think that will make our relationship better. It will make it more healthier if we hold each other accountable. You know, that's just my opinion. You know, I don't know what everybody else thought. You know, that's like I said, that's one of the things that I did some research on. And another one I did, the 12 characteristics of a Christian friendship. The first one I found, it says, share hope in the gospel. I mean, we should be able to talk about God regardless with our friends, even the ones that are not saved, you know, because you know they're looking at us. They're watching us. They want to see how we do things or, you know, what our everyday life walking with God. You know, you got some that's going watching you, but then as soon as you make a mistake, then they want to say, you know, we all know the first thing, well, I thought they were saved. We all make bad decisions. We all fall short of the glory. But you know, is you going to get up and wipe yourself off, or are you going to stay there and want to have a pity party? You know, I don't like pity parties. You know, because you really just saying, no, I, in so many words, to me, it's like you giving up. You know, you made that decision. Sometimes, you know, we have to hold our own self accountable for the things that we do. You know, like I said, it's cool to have somebody to hold us accountable, but we should hold our own self accountable too. You know, if we did wrong, hey, ask God for forgiveness. Repent. Ask God to restore. But don't keep going back and making the same mistake over and over again. I know I'm not the only one that's done it, you know. But I don't do those same things no more. You know, like the old folks used to say, we have to learn through experience. Yeah, that's good too, but if someone already been through that and they know that you're going through it, why not take their advice? It's just like witnessing. How can, if you never been on drugs, never did drugs in your life, and one of your friends has a problem with drugs, how are you going to help them through it? If you never been through it, you never seen nobody go through what they're going through. You know, that's when, you know, you can still give an encouraging words, but really, you got to know the symptoms. You got to know what how they act. You know, like I said this past February, made 14 years that I've been clean. So I know the ins and outs. I know how people act, you know, because I've been there. So I think it's easier for me because I've been through it that I can help someone through it themselves. We got a caller, 6371-6371. Caller, you're on the air.
What's going on, Bro Chauncey?
What's going on, Pastor Ron?
Not much. How you doing?
Excuse me. I'm good. I can't complain at all. How you doing today?
Hey, you know me. I'm doing the best with what I got.
I know that's
sitting
right.
Sitting back listening to you and supporting you. You know how we do. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm saying nothing, but I'm going to go
appreciate it. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
yeah, I've seen when your number popped up.
yeah, I'm just sitting back there listening
support.
Before I press one.
Mm-hmm. So give me your definition on friendship.
Well, you I think I did that last week, you know. What a friend is, a friend is a true individual that's going to uphold their word. If they say they're going to be your friend, then they're not going to be shady. They're going to be authentic in what they do. They're going to be there for you through your ups and your downs, your bad and your worst, your goodness, your health, or whatever it is you're going through. They'll be there to support you, not
mm-hmm.
just there when it's something that's benefit them and what they can get out of it and use you for, but they'll be there for you when you're going through your toughest storms and when you're going through your victories in
mm-hmm.
life. A friend will always have your back and have your best interest through love.
Right.
And like we said last week, you know, they got to have the mind of Christ to really understand what love is, to really love one another. That's why you have so many shady people out here that's calling themselves friends and they're really associates. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
it brings me to mind of that old TLC song, What About Your Friends? And, you know, they wrote
yeah.
the lyrics. They said, will they stand their ground? Will they let you down again? What about your friends?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they going to be low down? Will they be around or will they turn their backs on you? And that's
mm-hmm.
a good question. And those
yeah.
are good traits to watch for an individual. When you're wrong, are they going to stand their ground and tell you that you're wrong when they know that you're
right.
erring?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to have your back? Can you trust them around your family, your wife? Can you trust them around your money? Or will they let you down? You hear what I'm saying? Will they be
mm-hmm.
low down? You know how it is. Some guys call themselves your friends, and you introduce them to your significant other, and when your back turned, they trying to holler at your girl.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And then
mm-hmm.
you look at situations when you're going through tough times, and you look and you try to call them and they're not answering or they're not around when you need them to be around.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes down to a situation, let's say when it comes to being prosperous or if an individual really got your best interest in mind and you are trying to get ahead, will they turn their back on you and will they stab you in your back like a lot of
yeah.
them do? See, when I'm
mm-hmm.
when you bless, I'm happy for you because you bless and you moving forward. See, I got to be happy for you if I'm your friend, because the same way you got yours, God can give me mine.
That's right.
But you got
mm-hmm.
individuals that smile in your face and, oh, man, that brings up another old tune. I think it was the OJ that smile in your face all the time to try to take your place. The backstabbers.
The backstabbers.
Huh? The backstabbers.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
you got and those are true songs, because the individuals that really your friend, they want the best for you, not what's worse for you. Not they want to celebrate you and help you celebrate the situation you're going through, not around here praying against you and talking against you, backbiting and cursing you and doing things like that. So, you know, those things are the characteristics of what is not a friend. And opposite of that is what is a friend. When you're going through those things, they're there to help support you no matter what. If you're wrong, they're going to tell you you're wrong through love and compassion. Whether you want to hear it or not, you might get mad and walk away. But at the end of the day, the truth will come out, and then you're going to see that they had your best interest and was telling you the truth through love.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
A true friend is a very rare thing.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a true friend in today's world, because people are caught up in the things of the world and they all about themselves. They're selfish beings.
Yeah.
So when they're selfish being and self righteous, they all about their own self gain. They ain't studying you. They only riding with you because you got something going on. So they're trying to get what they can get from you. And once they done sucked you and drained you dry, then they ain't studying you. They're going about their business. So, you know, it's sad to say, but it's a dog and dog world. It's a dog and dog world out here. And it's sad because you really don't know who to trust nowadays. Individual that's your friend is going to have your back and going to have your back ride or die to the end. They ain't going to turn their back on you, and I don't care what the situation is. If you believe in me, then stick with me.
Right.
If you believe in what I'm trying to do that's positive, then support me. Don't turn your back on me because of what you done got in yourself and what you think a situation is, or something don't look a certain way. It might not look a certain way to you because you ain't to that level to see what the end going to be.
That's what
people don't understand. Things don't go according to your plan. It go according to God's plan. Because you might be going through a situation nowadays and might be going through the wilderness. Hey, that don't mean nothing. It's all about what the end going to be. And that's the problem with people, because they see you struggling and going through and they ain't doing this and doing that. And they want to turn around and want to turn it back, and they don't even know your name then. They don't even know your number. And see, they got it in their call ID on their phone and see you calling.
They see your text.
They see things going on. All you want to do is the individual want to be heard. That's what a friend is supposed to do. Have an ear to hear. Have an ear understanding.
Because
that's what everybody want to do. Everybody want to be heard, for one sense or another. If I'm going through, just help pray for me. That's what you're supposed to be there for. You my closest, you look my closest confidant. You my friend, so I ought to be able to pour into you, reside in you, and get things off my chest. So it just might make me feel better. But a friend, a so-called friend like that, they can't hold water. As soon as you tell them what you're going through, they're going to tell somebody else. You know what?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, been there, done that. It's so true. It's just like you, as I was listening, you, there's one thing you kept saying real a couple of times. I got like the five types of friendships you need in your life, and one of the ones you kept speaking on is that one, the listener, the one who really listens, not the one that says, okay, here we go again. You know, I've seen people do that to other people. Oh, Lord, here they go again. You know, only reason why they probably keep coming to you, but they, you know, like you said, they thinking you are their friend. But you keep saying, oh, no, this again. Yeah, I mean, they going through. I mean, but that's like I was saying about holding someone accountable. You know, I think friends, true friends, will hold you accountable. So if you know that person keep calling you, you know what they're going to say. They done did it. Then that's when you got to put your foot down and say, look at here. This is what it is. You know, you got to quit doing what you're doing. Until you show, you know, show yourself a true friend, like you said, hold them accountable. Yo, man, you doing this again? Or, yo, you doing this again? You know, we already know at the end of the day, it's still their decision to make. And just like you said, we have to say it regardless. They don't want to hear it, but we still have to say it, and we're their true friends. We got to tell them the truth. I did it for a while, you know, trying to sugarcoat something. And then they got that from God. Start dealing with it. No, stop sugarcoating. Go ahead, give them to them 100% real, 100% raw. At the end of the day, that's still their decision, but you've done what you're supposed to as a true friend. Now, if they keep doing it, then that's on them, but you did your part. And, you know, just like one of my boys from Georgia, I had to tell, I said, look, I can't keep sugarcoat, because I felt bad sugarcoat. So then that's when God started dealing with me. I said, okay, got to keep it real with you. That ain't right. You know that's not right. Then, you know, I got another friend of mine who I used to work with. His wife, they just had their little boy in August. It's one thing when he called and talked to me, just tell me the truth, Charles. Just give it to me. Tell me, I know you're going to tell me the truth. That's why I'm always calling you, because I know you're going to tell me the truth. That, like you said, that's what true friends do. Real friends going to tell you the truth.
I'm going to speak
the
truth.
And they're doing out of love and compassion.
I'm gonna speak a little bit of truth, and some folks ain't gonna want to hear it, but I'm gonna speak the truth. I'm gonna tell you how you tell the difference between a friend. When you trying to do something, and you tell this, like for instance, I'm gonna say you. Now, plenty of folks, so called friends of yours that you have told and know about your show. They call themselves a friend. Mm-hmm. Why ain't they on this phone calling in and supporting you in your endeavors and what you're trying to do? But they call themselves a friend. Now, Spike, we all busy, but we ain't that busy that we can't take time out of our schedule to support somebody else. We want somebody to support us, but then when we turn around, we ain't supporting another individual. And that's the sad part. Your phone, your line should be ringing off the hook every Sunday you go on, because you send messages out to so many individuals. Just like last Sunday, I think we had one young lady that called in. The rest of the time, it was just me and you. Now, where these so-called friends at? Who you folks are saying they got your back and got your best interest? But when it come down to when you trying to do something positive, they ain't studying. But I guarantee you, if you were doing something negative, they'll break their neck to try to get you to see what's going to put something negative on Facebook and do it like Jesus did, put it in parables and see what they try to hit you up and be nosy, see what's going on. But yeah, you doing try to do something like positive. That. Where these people at? Why ain't they calling in supporting you? But they're saying they're your friend.
Just like when for instance, I was telling somebody the other day that it's sad when our own brothers and sisters in Christ does it. Because, you know, just like one time before, I think me and you had talked, we were talking about doing a men's night out. I had one the first time. It was a success. But, you know, just like we know, got a lot of guys who we went to school with that graduated with you, that graduated with me. They're ministers and they're pastors now. They have their own churches. And when you try to reach, I know I did it, and I try to reach out to them, that's them.
You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. I got many pastor friends that got churches, and I have reached out to, and we have conversated, and they lied to me. We're going to get together. I'm going to bring you, or whatever the case may be, and they lie to you. I mean, come on now. You call yourself a man of God. We're supposed to get together and work together in the ministry. And then I got so-called friends that know I'm a pastor. When I see them, I'm coming to your church. Stop lying. You know good and well you ain't coming. Stop lying. Stop trying to say what you think I want to, what I want to hear. Cause I already know you're lying between your teeth. Plenty of them. Invite them to come. Invite them to come. Yeah, I come. And then you don't even see them.
Mm-hmm.
But calling themselves friends. Come on now.
Yeah.
Don't even want to support you. I know why they don't support. Yeah, don't want to support me. It's because I'm standing on the word. I'm standing on the truth. I ain't gonna tolerate no
mm-hmm.
mess. And you got mess in you. So if I love the Lord
mm-hmm.
and I love you and the Lord and the Holy Spirit give me some conviction through the word, I gotta give it whether you like it or not. But
yeah,
they don't want to hear it.
And that's just like one of the things, you know, one of the characteristics of a true friendship is just like saying the unconditional love. You know, we have to have that unconditional love. And like you said, I'm gonna give it to you real or raw. You know, and you know, when some people get mad, I'm like, well, don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you what God told me, what the word said. So if you're gonna get mad, you get mad with Jesus. I'm just doing what he said. I'm just doing what the word said. I'm telling you what the word said. Thus said the Lord. I'm telling you. You know, and it's sad, but it's true. You know, but I've got to the point now when it comes to doing a radio show, I look at it this way. Whoever listens, thank you for your love and support. The ones who say you come and don't, hey, I just keep it moving. You know, because I'm not going to let no one stop me from doing it. I have done it before, but I won't do it. Right now I've been doing this 2.5 months faithfully. Because when I first came back, I was doing it Thursdays and Sundays. Started working so it was just on Sundays. Now I'm at to the place now where I can do it Sundays like I used to when I first started. Now I can do an hour and a half, two, and it feels good, you know. No matter what, I still got to keep doing it, regardless whether they're going to be here or not. Because like I said, it's still the hottest blog radio talk show. I'm going to say that till I get through done with it. Right now, it is. And it's just like when you go to church and that pastor preaching that powerful word, the ones who there are going to enjoy it. If you ain't there, then oh well, you missed it. You know, but then you still got some that's there. And it goes in one ear and out the other. Because, like you said, they being nosy. Let me see what they're talking about over here. But then, like you said, as soon as you do something wrong, oh, boy, they got a whole lot to say then. And it's just like when somebody who's successful done did this, just like you said, we should be happy for someone who's doing good. Because the same way God had blessed them and gave them the tools to do it, he can do it for us. So why get upset and jealous over? And I think that's one thing that a true friend would not get jealous of you prospering, of you being successful, and they see you moving to another level. A true friend to me don't have jealousy nowhere in their bones, nowhere in their mindset. You know, I'm like you. I'm gonna be happy because if God did it for you, he can do it for me. This showed me how the tools that you have, maybe those same tools that you got, I can put what he gave me, and boom, I can go. We both can go together. But, you know, like they said, sometimes when you have dreams and visions, you have to be careful who you tell. But sometimes it ain't good to tell everybody. But like you said, I know for a fact that you got people out here that'll pray against, or they want just like the crabs in the bucket. You see one crab going up, they're going to try to grab that one. Where do you think you're going? You know, just like now, I guarantee you, we can go back home. The same people we grew up with, went to school with, hung out with, did our dirt with, I guarantee you we can go back home. I know everybody can find one. You can go right back home. That person's still doing the same thing that we used to do when we was in school. But as soon as you do something bad, then they ready to go. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I mean, then they got something to say.
I'm gonna tell you a sad, even sadder situation. Is when these fake so-called friends at a funeral. Everybody attend a funeral don't give a doggone about you. A lot of them just there to be nosy, see who there and see if you really dead. talking about we come to pay the respect to the family. Well, you come pay respect to the family for? You didn't pay respect to me when I was living. So why are you coming why would you come to a funeral when you weren't there for me when I was going through? You want to come and bring flowers when I'm dead? Give me my flowers while I'm living. If you see or hear about me going through, come see about me. Don't come see about me when I'm dead. I can't tell whether you're there or not. If I'm going through, reach out. Let me know that you care about me.
Yeah.
Let me know what's going on. Let me know. Don't sit here and wait until it's too late. Oh, he dead. Well, I'm going to go to the funeral. Want to pack the funeral. I don't know you there. My folks don't know. My folks won't know the situation because they ain't hear me talk about you. So they don't know you talking about. You about friend. Oh, you were his friend. What was your name again? Oh, well, I ain't hear him mention you. So a true friend, your family know about your friend, about the true friend. So like I said, a lot of fake, superficial folks out here, man. Whole lot of them just come. They want to come to a funeral. A lot of them won't come to a class reunion, but they'll come to a funeral. A lot of them won't come to a family reunion, but they'll come to a funeral. What kind of mess is that? If you say you my friend, if you give a little bit about me, then let it be known. You got social media out here. Reach out. Hey, I'll just check and see how you doing. Just hollering at you. I got plenty of classmates of mine, friends. I'll send them a text and check on them. Just check it on you. Just see if you all right. Just let them know I'm thinking about
them. Yeah.
The ones that I got their number. I send them a little text, different one, just checking on you, making sure everything all right with you. You need anything or you need me, you know how to get in contact with me. Let me know.
Yeah. Because that's the same way.
You ain't
got to
be
in
an individual face.
No, because the same way with my men's group. I do the same thing on my men's group with my messenger. I go there every morning and give the brothers a script to give them a word for the day. And not before long, when I was ready to do the show, I told them to send them a text message. Told them I love them.
You know, I know. Come on, that's what Jesus did.
Yeah, I know. I mean, out of because especially when it comes to the men, you know, we. How can I say this? Well, you know. We let our pride and ego, like I always been saying, our pride and ego get in the way. You know, it's one thing about me, regardless, I thank God for the passion that I have for my brothers. Because we need each other. It's like the scripture said, iron sharper iron. You know, we need each other regardless. You know, that's why I'm glad the true friends that I have, that I can pick up the phone. If I'm going through, I need somebody to talk to, they'll listen. They won't judge me. You know, and that's what we need. And it's, like you said, it's rare that we find these type of friends. But, you know, I've said it before, when you find these type of friends, hold on to them. Hold on to them. You know, because it's the reason why they're in your life. You know, God put them in your life for a reason, and He put them in your life for a season as well. We have to understand the difference. But like you said, enjoy the moment while we're here together, because we don't know when our time is up. You know, that's why I'm glad I can still pick up the phone, just like with me and you when we first started back talking. We were talking it almost every day, because it was a lot that we had to get caught up on. You know, and just like my other friend Ross, you know, even though he have a business, his work schedule is different from mine, but we still make out of the time to speak to each other and see what's going on. Just like the other day, he called me, "What's going on, Chuck? You doing all right? What you doing? What you getting into?" Out of the clear blue, and that's what we should supposed to do for the ones who we care about. You know, let them know we thinking about them. You know, and I still love what my daddy told me about you and know about your friends is when your car breaks down. your car break down, you done ran out of gas, you were finding out who your real friends are. And that's so
true. I ain't got no gas money.
No. But then when they find out that you don't got a full tank of gas, can you go pick me up? I need a ride to school. I ain't got no gas. I just got enough gas to go straight down the road to get to school and enough gas to go straight back up the street to go home. It is what it is. And just like you said, and it's sad when our own brothers and sisters in Christ do the same thing as the people in the world do. You know, because like I said one time before on the show, we have to put our differences aside. If we're doing kingdom business, okay, I might not like what you do, but if it's something for us to do kingdom business and for the kingdom business to move, I can put my stuff to the side and work with you. But like you said, you got some that, well, I didn't come up with ideas. So why? I had somebody do me like that the other day because I put them in the group. Well, I didn't come up with this group, so I'm not going to keep coming in here and see what's going on. Now, if I would have came up with it, then I'd be in here checking on. I hurried up, went to that little part, delete, boom, remove, boom. Okay. I didn't ask you to check on it every day. That's on you. But if you call yourself what a men's minister and you know we have brothers out here that's going through something, I mean, you can still drop an encouraging words because I'm like you. I got a minister friend that's in Africa. He come up there every week, almost every day, and put a prayer and say good morning to the brother. I didn't ask him to do it, but that's what he knows what he know. He loved him. He loved his brothers just like I do. Okay, he encouraging the brother. Let me encourage him. You do it. You encourage the brother, but that's what we care. We care about our brothers, but we need our brothers to stand up. We showing friendship. We showing what true friends do. What men of Christ, brothers in Christ, do. They look out for each other. But then, like we said, then you got the one that please. I didn't come up with, so forget it. But just remember, there's going to be a day when you're going to need them same ones that you said, nah, I ain't come up with it. Okay, like you said, we all one step away from the poorhouse. You might be one step away from losing your ministry. Then you're going to have them same brothers that you didn't want to pray for, and you're going to come and ask them to pray for you because you're going through something. I'm just saying, you know, we keep it real. You're on the barbershop. Don't bite my tongue. Don't sugarcoat that.
Well, maybe that's what the problem is.
That's
too real.
That's the problem. But yeah. I have to keep it real. We have to keep it real. Because to me, just my opinion, I see people now looking for realness. They're tired of all this fake and phony tickle my ear. You know, don't tickle my ear. No, get it to me real and raw. Ease on my, it's going to hurt? Okay. Now, if I'm doing what you're telling me is not right, and I'm doing it, and it hurts, then it should hurt. Because you know, okay, I'm doing wrong. He telling the truth. Like you said, I get mad. I've done it with you before. We keep, you know me. Oh, just like you, yeah, man, you ain't been calling me. I know. Uh-huh. Yeah. But you know what? That brought me even closer, made me even respect you more because I know you care about me. I know you love me as your brother, as your friend. That's why I can say that you are one of my true friends, one of my best friends. So you don't never bite your tongue when it comes to me. And I told people, I know somebody who's going to give it to you real or raw. You do it to me,
that's
you're going to do it to you.
I guess that's the problem. Folks don't want to hear the truth.
Well, what that's saying, the truth will set you free.
The world full of bound
people. What it is. Yeah. You know, I can say, and I've told several people, thank you for being a true friend, a real friend. Because like we said, on a serious note, real friends are going to tell you the truth because they love you, because they care. They don't want to see you get hurt. They don't want to see you going through what you're going through by yourself. You know, like we were saying, real friends, they call and check up on you out of the blue. If somebody come across your mind, they're your friend, it's the reason why the Lord put them on your heart or your mind. Call and check up on them. See how they're doing. Tell them that you love them. Tell them that you care. You know? And we have to do that.
It's sad.
Because we knew.
It's sad, you know, because the way you've been treated in the past from certain folks that you open your circle up to bring in and that say they're your friends, then turn around and stab you in your back, turn their back on you, walk away. So it make it hard to want to open back up to an individual to let them back in your circle again because you don't know who to trust.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. But, you know, we get to that point where we're about to wind down, ladies and gentlemen. Again, to the ones who listening on Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, or who called in, you know, especially to, I guess it's a lot on Facebook I haven't seen. You know, again, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for the love and support. You know, the ones who I know has been there with me, you know, from where I know you've been there and Trina been there from day one. That was, what, 2015 when I did my first show. I still remember that after the day when both of y'all called me and said the same thing. She didn't know you told me about that spirit of control. Then you called me first, and she turned back around and said, "Bruh, that's a spirit of control." I said, "Ain't this so?" I said, "It's time to get rid of it." And you, both of y'all, have been there from day one. And I love it. You know, I know who listen to me every Sunday. I do. Believe me, I know the ones that faithfully listen to me every Sunday. And again, I thank you for the bottom of my heart. Thank you for your love and support, and I love it. Like I said, you know, if you're here listening, cool. If you're not, the barbershop gonna keep it moving. You know, when they get to when the barbershop get to when this syndicate and this heard all over the world and on the radio, hey, just remember, I did it when you were there and I did it when you left. And to the ones who've been there with me through thick and thin from day one, hey, it's coming. And when they do have it, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to tell them the same thing I've been telling them from day one. Thank you. I love you.
Hey.
And I appreciate you.
Hey. If you ain't here now, you ain't gonna be there then. That's where I see it.
Yeah. And it's coming.
I'm gonna come back in my face. You ain't there where I'm going through, when I'm reaping my benefits. Don't come sad looking in my face then smiling. I ain't gonna be staying
like
here. I love you from a distance.
Head.
Oh, love you from a distance. Hey, how you doing? Keep it moving. I bet you.
Well, I mean, we got about 60 seconds. I enjoy it. This has been a wonderful show. Again, as usual, I'd like to thank my boy, my best friend, Pastor Jerome Pittman. Again, to my faithful ones that's listening right now, I thank you for your love and support. Y'all knew who you are, and believe me, I know you're probably smiling and grinning just like I am. You know, like I said, this is the hottest blog talk radio show. This is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. Again, be back next Sunday. We're going to still talk about friends and friendship. We're going to go back to some more of these characteristics. If you're here, you're here. If you're not, you're not. You know, but I still pray that, you know, you have a blessed week. Have a blessed night rest. This is your boy, and we are out of here. Peace.